But v'yesh loy l'mishmeres yediyah. But a mishmer will come in later on, 2 months from now. They only have 5 kanim there. So then you would be able to return the money to them. Mao, what's the locha? Can you wait and return it later, or can you return it right now? Mao, hechidami. Hilam, if you want to tell me tiyayiv liyediyah, b'mishmeres yediyah, ho ispei. So there's no question then. Like, either you're going to wait to return the money till that mishmer comes around. And at that mishmer, they only have 5 kahanim. So you return now the 5 prutas to them. So what's the question then? Each one of them received the sheva pruta. My question is like this. Right now, it was the week of Yoyorov. They have 8 kahanim in that mishmer. So you can't return now your 5 prutas to them because each one won't get a sheva pruta. So what you did is, you gave the money right now to the people of the mishmer of the Yoyvei, even though it's not their mishmer yet. So that's the shayla. What's the locha? You gave it to the kahanim that's not their mishmer. Is that called a good chazar or not? Miyar minadu, we say, kivon de la mishmer osayhu v'loiv klumu. Since this week is not their week to do the avoidah, it's not called you return the money, that's not called a good hashava. You have to return it to the kahanim that do the avoidah in the base of Migdash. This is not their week, they're not the kahanim of the avoidah this week. Oiduma, maybe no. Since for the mishma that's there right now, there are 8 kahanim, these 5 prutas are not worth it, as not for them. So we should look as if these 5 prutas are aimed to be given to those mishmarim later that will have 5 kahanim. So in other words, for this money, it's considered like they are really the mishmarim for this money. This money of 5 prutas deserve to go to that mishmar. So maybe even though that mishmar can't do the work right now, but since this money is fit for them, it's called the good hashava right now. On this take, this gemara applies by Sofik in such a case. Boy, Rav has a shayla like this. Kahanim amar shiachokul gezlager kineged gezlager. The kahanim of that mishmar, let's say there were 10 kahanim there, and the person stole 10 frutas. So each one gets a fruta. The kahanim now give away their chelik for different chelik. Mar shiachokul gezlager kineged gezlager. Mi arminu do we say like this? Oshem kayer achmona. The Torah calls this payment oshem. That looks like a korban oshem. If so, ma oshem, just like by regular korban oshem, even the meat that's given over to the kahanim, and cholkim oshem keneged oshem, a kohen that's zocher in the meat is not allowed to make an exchange with another kohen, even though it's oshem for oshem. He's not allowed to tell a kohen, listen, I don't like this meat today. You take this meat today, and I'll take from your korban oshem tomorrow. A kohen is not allowed to do that. So maybe here also, af gez lager, the same thing, this money that you receive now from the gez lager, it has looked like an oshem. Is ein cholkim gezlager keneged gezlager. One kohen has no right to say to the other kohen, listen, you take this pruta today, I don't need money today. Tomorrow, you give me an extra pruta that you're going to receive from the next case of a gezlager. You can't do that. Since the Torah calls this money like an osham, you can't exchange one money for another money. Or do it maybe no? Gezlager mamaynahu. Maybe it's not merely a korban. Gezlager, you're paying back now money. Maybe money can make an exchange. It's only a special halacha in the kedusha of the korban. The korban that you receive for your chelik, you're not allowed to give away. Like Rashi says, the top Rashi, ein cholkin menachas kneged menachas v'chomer dan korban milachol b'nei yaren tia ish ki yochiv naflam b'kedushin. Special posik. So maybe it's only by the korbanis, by the kochim sheboy, that you can't divide it. But maybe it's money you could divide. Or the poshta, then he was poshta shalano, osham kayirachmano. Even though it's money, but here the Torah calls this money oshem. So this money has the same halach like a korban oshem. So when the kahanim receive their portion of this money, they have to keep it, and they can't make any exchanges. They can't trade with it. Ravacha brei the Rava masni lo behed yilon clearly. Omar Rava said like this, kahanim ein cholkin gezel hager keneged gezel hager. He said clearly without a shiloh, they're not allowed to. The kahanim of that mishma, when they get their portion of the money, they have to keep it, they can't make any changes. My time, what's the reason? Oshem kaya rachmona, clearly. The Torah calls it an oshem, it's called an oshem. Boy, Rav declared a shayla like this. Kahanim begezel hager, yorshim evei, oy mekabli matonat evei. What type of halacha do the kahanim have a gezel hager? Are they called yorshim, or are they called mekabli matonis? L'may naf kamina, what's the difference? The kahanim of that mishma, they get the money. What's the difference if we call them yorshim? The guy Rashi says like Yershe Hagerheim. Are they considered like they're yashning the ger, or else they're receiving matonis from Hashem? That's the shayla. When this gazlin now comes and pays back the money he stole from the ger, and gives it to the Kohanim, do the Kohanim receive it b'teres now with Yerusha from the Ger, or is it called like Hashem has given them a present? For the Gemara says, the mind has committed, what's the difference? They're going, Shegozal Chometz, Sheobol Pesach. Let's say you stole Chometz from the Ger before Pesach, and you want to return it now, after Pesach. See, Yom, which Yoshim Evit, you say now, you the Kohanim are Yashin the Ger. If so, Hainu Haidi Yarsi Maris. You have a right to return this Chometz, even though now it's also Vano, you can't use it. But the Gazan has a right to say, listen, you're Yashin the Ger, just like I could have returned it to the Ger, I'm returning it to you now. But V'yarmut, if you tell me though, Mekable Matonis have, you know, these Kohanim now have no Shaykhs to the Ger. It's a new pasht to the Torah, Hashem is like giving a present to the Kohanim. If so, Matonikom Rachmon of the Nase of Lu, you have to give them a present that's worth something. Lo Lokoyoyev Lu Midi, the Afra Bialmu. You stole Chometz true before Pesach, and you stole it from the Ger. But now to return it after Pesach, it's Chometz Shalom of Pesach, it's also Bano, it's not worth 2 cents. If you tell me when you have to pay the Kohanim, it's called you have to give them a present now, you can't return them this Chometz that you stole because it's not worth 2 cents now. That's the Shaila. What's the Locha when you pay the Kohanim? Is it called Yoshim or is it called a Matana? Rav Zera Boyhok, Rav Zera has a Shaila like this. Afilu Tim Tzolayma, Mekabli Matana, even if you want to say that the Kohanim are called Mekabli Matana, who...
But I'll tell you, holo yiboilon, this I don't have any question. Tehi matona omarachmona denesavlu. This is the present the Torah said to give them. So even though it's also, but no, even though it's not worth anything, this is the present the Torah said to give them. That's good. Ela rather kikum yiboilon, where is my shaylok? Goin shenof the loy esa behemus, begez el hager. The question is, mechayv lafushim inayah meiser, oiloy.
And now you have to return it back to the Kohanim, you have to pay it back to the Kohanim. Well, let's say you stole a hundred behemoths from a ger. So now you return them to the 10 Kohanim here. Each Kohen gets 10 behemoths now. That's the Shiloh. Mechayv lafrushim minayu maiser aloi. Do these Kohanim now, that each one of them received 10 behemoths, do they have to give off maiser behemoth or not? Yoshim heve, do the other consider like Yoshim? The Yom Mama we learned before, Kohanim atzvitzas abayis, chayovim. When you yashim from your father behemoths, that they didn't take off Maisa Behema yet, the Yoshim have to give off Maisa Behema. They also, they have to give off Maisa Behema. Or do we maybe know, Mekabla Matonis Heve, when the Kohanim receive this money, the terrorists from the Gezla Ger, it's called a new present they're receiving. Utanam, we learned like this, Halakuach, if you bought an animal, or else, Be'anitin Lebe Matonis, somebody gives you for a present, put him in Maisa Behema. You put him in Maisa Behema. My, what's the locha? That's the Shiloh over here. Now, is that pshita when you pay the Kohanim, you have to give them something shava worth money? You can't return to them chometz. That's overall of Pesach. But the Shaila is, though, in a case where the guy stole 100 animals, and there are 10 Kohanim, so he has to give each one of them 10 animals, is it called a new present they're receiving, their potter from Maisa Behema? Or do we look as if they're taking over the Yerusha from the Ger, just like the Ger was mechuyiv in Maisa Behema, they'll also be mechuyiv in Maisa Behema. Toshima, come and bring your proof. It says, Eskrim v'yarba matonis kuna nitnu li'aron al-vonuf. 24 matas kuna were given l'aron al-vonuf. V'kulam nitnu b'klal u'prat, u'klal. They were all given u'klal u'prat, u'klal, u'bris melech. Now, kol ha'mekayimim kilu mekayim klal u'prat, u'klal, u'bris melech. And kol ha'ivra aleim kilu ha'ivra u'klal u'prat, u'bris melech. V'yeluhayim, these are them. Well, Rashi says that the klal u'prat, u'klal means the whole kosher b'nei Yisrael, the sun l'moshka, u'klal, z'yil, means the kosher b'nei Yisrael, right? If you give away your matonos to the Kohanim, it's as if you're Mekayim kol Torah kula, because those Torahs nitnu b'klal l'prat l'klal, and that what it says, what a bris melech means, that if you're Mekayim also kol kabonos, shenitnu ben bris melech. Now, what are these 24 matnas kuna? V'yelu, and these are they. Esther b'mikdash, there are 10 to do with mikdash. Rashi says with nechol afnim and akloim. It has to be eaten inside the base of mikdash. For dalim b'yushlayim, and four of them have to be eaten inside Yerushalayim, any place. Esther b'gvulim, 10 can be in any place in Eretz Yisrael. And esther b'mikdash, 10 of them are in the mikdash. Now, what are these? What are the 10 b'mikdash? What are the first class? What are the 10 b'mikdash? Chatis behema v'chatis soif. V'yoshem vada, v'yoshem toli, v'zivcha shalmi tzibor, v'luk shem et shom et soiro, humay suroimer, shtei alechem, lechem aponim, v'shiro minochis. These are the 10 matnas kuna that can't eat, they have to eat inside the Beis HaMikdash. V'yabu v'yushalayim, that's ha-b'choiro, v'yabikurim, v'ha-moirim min ha-toido, v'yel nozir, v'yoriz kodshim, V'yasara b'gvum ten nikrid in any person of Israel. That's truma, truma smaisa, v'chalav, reishas ager, z'matan, v'matonois, or pidyon haben, or pidyon petach amor, steyachuza, steycharamim, v'gezel ager. It's called gezel ager. V'chokoris mil matana. So here you see clearly that the kahanim get gezel ager, that's one of the chav dalad matnas kuna. Shemamina mekabli matonis, sevi shemamina. Here is the clear proof that they're called mekabli matonis. And therefore, if they receive 10 behemoths for the Gezel Ager, they're potter from giving Maisa Behema. Because the Brice said clearly, Gezel Ager is also called from the matonis that they receive. Alright, let's stop. He holding daf kuf yudam abeis. Now 10 lines from the bottom. It says what? He nosan es hakesav liyanshe mishmer. If they gave the money to the yanshe mishmer. So Rabbi says, Shema mina, from here we have a proof that kesav mechaper machta. There was the case here again, the person was gozal ager, and he was nishba, and then he paid up the money to the mishmer, and then the person died. So it's, the Mishnah says the children cannot get the money back. So Gemara's being medayik shemamino kesef mechape machta. That when you pay back the money, the keren that you stole, for that there is a type of a kapora, there's a half of a kapora. Because the loy mechape, if you tell me, giving back the money by itself without the korbanoshim is not mechape at all, I should have said then, mahadil yorshim. Then the money should go back to the yorshim. If the father died after he gave the money to the kahanim, so the yorshim should have a right to take the money back. My time, what's the reason? Because they could say, my father didn't pay the money for this reason. Like when he paid back the money, because Gezel Ager, is because he wanted a kapara. So if you're going to tell me now, but just paying back the money alone, there's no kapara, so then it's like a mekach tois. So that's the proof to say no. The money you pay, there is a mikzas kapara. So therefore, the kahanim keeps the money does not go back to the yorshim. So Mara says, is that a svara? Ela meyativ so. Chatis shemesu valeho. There's such a locha of a korban chatis that the owner dies. So locha is tapik luchulin. The locha is then that the chatis should go out luchulin. The yadaita the hochil yafresho. This is just a svaro. The bailam was never mafresh in the first place if he's not going to use it. If you're going to tell me in a case when you do something and later you don't have any use from it, you never meant to be makdashit or here to give it to the kahanim, so the chatas shemeso baleh, why is the chatas shemeso? Let's say when the owner dies, it's like huvra dovla mafreya, he never meant to be makdashit. So my answer, I'll tell you, chatas shemeso baleh, hilchosot gemirulo. This is a special halacha l'moshe b'sinai. To lemiso, you can't ask any kashas on this. This is a halacha l'moshe b'sinai. But the more elam yativ so, osham shemeso baleh. In the case we have a korban osham that the owner also died, that the locher is also that is yiroi actually stoivu. So more sakasha leifek luchulin. Why don't we say the korban osham should go out luchulin and say the adait to the hochel yafreshay that the owner at the beginning was never mafresh to korban if it's not going to be used. So more instance here also osham nami hilchos gemirlo. This is also part of the locher moshe misinai. That what that kol shevachatis meso. Any time there are 5 special halachas by korban chatis, when we say the chatis has to die, is be oshim in such cases by korban oshim, roya. The halacha is we don't kill the oshim, but just let it wait till it becomes a bal mum, and then we'll pray to it. The koponim, it's also halacha l'moshim yisinai, so you can't ask any questions. El meyatis, so the Gemara asks, yivom ashen oflofneim lukashchin, in the case where the husband died, and there was no children, and there's a brother alive, but the brother is a lukashchin. So the wife now falls to the brother for Yibum, even though she doesn't like him. So maybe Tepek Blei Chalitza. Maybe in such a case she should not have to have Chalitza. And we should say, the Adaita Dehochi Lekitsha Atzma. She never got married to a husband if she would have known, like that at the end, she'll have to fall to Yibum, to a Mukashchin, to a person that has Shchin that has boils on him. So you see, you don't say these svaras. So by us also, what's your proof to say that the kesef is mechap lechatzoyin? Maybe it's not mechap lechatzoyin, but once you do something, it's done. Tomorrow says, no, here's a different svara. Hosam over here, when you get married to your wife, to your husband, anan sadi, we know for sure,